WKUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Sources tell CBS News New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted. The indictment remains sealed, so it's unclear what charges Adams will face, but he says he's innocent.
It is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes. If so, these charges will be entirely false.
There have been several investigations involving Mayor Adams and members of his administration, as CBS's Anna Schechter tells
us. This comes in the wake of an embattled administration. Practically every week we're learning of a new person who's either resigned or had their home searched or an electronic device seized as part of investigation. We know that there are multiple investigations into Adams' inner circle. One federal probe focused on Adams himself related to campaign finance.
Mayor Adams may be in court as soon as this morning. Hurricane Helene is bearing down on Florida's Gulf Coast as coastal towns empty out under evacuation orders. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
In Key West, high winds and strong waves pound the shoreline as Helene barrels toward Florida's Gulf Coast.
I think the likelihood of being able to get out of here and catch a flight back to Houston today or tomorrow is not very possible, so we're going to let it pass.
The powerful storm is threatening to wallop the Sunshine State and large portions of the southeast.
It's projected to leave up to 12 inches of rainfall, and the storm surge could reach 10 to 15 feet.
In Crawfordville, businesses and homeowners are boarding up, while plywood, generators, and gasoline containers are flying off the shelves.
A man was shot to death on a Los Angeles Metro bus early Wednesday, and the bus was hijacked. John Baird of KNX Radio tells us what happened next.
LA police say the bus driver hit a panic button, and when officers located the vehicle, it rolled away. That's when the chase began, and police used spike strips to finally stop the bus.
The United States, France, and several allies are calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire across the Israel-Lebanon border. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab has more from Lebanon.
The lives of so many here have been shattered so quickly, and the fear now is things are about to get far worse. While addressing troops on the northern border, Israel's army chief warned of a potential ground invasion in southern Lebanon.
Congress has passed a stopgap spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown next week. The measure maintains the government's current level of roughly $1.2 trillion in annual discretionary funding through December 20. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An arrest this week in a long unsolved murder investigation in the La Crosse area. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Officials said 60-year-old Michael Pop of Toma is being held on a $1 million bail as the lone suspect in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. According to court documents, a DNA sample taken last year from Pop matches a sample that was collected during the 1985 autopsy. Dalloway was a 24-year-old UW La Crosse student who was found dead in Vernon County 4 days after going missing in 1985. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A recent school shooting in Georgia appears to be inspiring a rash of school threats. The Attorney General's office says more than 130 school threats have been reported in 28 Wisconsin school districts in just 2 weeks. The state runs a Speak Up, Speak Out tip line where anyone can report an anonymous tip about a concerning comment or post. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Love says he's feeling better each time out.
At the end of the day, it's all a field thing. It's feeling my body, feeling if I'm pushing too much, and my body's kind of just listening to my body talking to me. And, you know, the workout pregame Sunday, I felt like I was moving around pretty well, and my body was responding well to it.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky, a light west breeze in the overnight, and by daybreak, temperatures in the mid-50s. On Thursday, tons of sunshine, light east winds, highs in the lower 70s. A few more clouds on Friday, but once again, temperatures in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Joining us at 11:33, Dr. Kristen Lyerly stepping in for Dr. Laura Hanks. Dr. Hanks is on a trip, and so Dr. Lyerly, who is also a candidate for the 8th Congressional District, is going to be joining us at 11:33. And we will wrap up the show with her and our new regular segment, This Shouldn't Be a Thing, today from the world of beauty.
Okay, that's being generous.
It should be good. All right. It's time.
What time is it?
It's time to go for the green and gold. Statewide text to win contest. All right, here is the word you need to text right now until noon via the Civic Media app. The word is chain, C-H-A-I-N, chain. This hour, we're playing for gold jewelry.
Ooh.
I know. Chain is the word, C-H-A-I-N. Text that in via the Civic Media app to whatever station you're listening to across the Civic Media radio network. Everyone will be in the drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay, Monday, December 23rd. Against New Orleans, that would be a pretty nice Christmas gift.
That would be an amazing Christmas gift.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. If folks are hearing us in Green Bay right now, come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, anywhere.
Anywhere, but still, like, yeah, come on.
And if you've never been to Green Bay and seen a game, it's something.
It is beautiful. It's an experience. Whether you like the sport or not, I think it's something if you have the chance to do, you should do it.
Text that word in, chain, C-H-A-I-N. In our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest during our all staff meeting yesterday, guys, that rascally Todd Albaugh is in the lead.
Talk about stealing an election. Talk about stealing votes.
It was not rigged last time. I lost fair and square. But now Dominic Salvia is right on our tail.
Okay. Can I just say something, Jane?
If you must.
Okay. Ouch.
Go ahead.
When we approached this latest contest, We approached it with an open mind, open heart, open everything. We didn't try to contest with people. We said, hey, you know what? Fair and square. Todd got us by a couple of votes, but we still got a lot of people interested, hearing about us, downloading the app, entering to win. So this time we're like, you know, hey, let's just have fun. No worries. But now I feel like, to hear the numbers.
I know.
And it's like, oh, Todd's beating you. Okay,
and
thanks.
He's got a big lead.
Okay, ouch.
He does.
And then they're like, oh, here comes Don. Don't turn me into my worst version. Don't turn me into bowling, Greg, which is a hyper-competitive, very unlikable person to be around.
Chain is the word.
Oh.
This hour, C-H-A-I-N. Chain is the word. Please enter.
Please, please, sir. Please otherwise, enter the contest.
Otherwise, this time, I mean, last time we did try to hire Michael Gableman, but he was to investigate the results, but he was tied up with something else. So
he was counting his millions.
He was counting his millions. Anyway, chain is the word this hour. C-H-A-I-N. Good luck, everybody. Your next chance with that rascally Todd Alba in the 1 o'clock hour, and then with Dom at 4 p.m. So keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wanted to start off this hour with talking about America's freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most crucial freedoms we have is the freedom of expression.
Yes.
And the ability to criticize the government.
Yes.
And criticize our elected officials. Mm-hmm. Because in countries like North Korea, you go to jail for that.
I mean, yeah.
You can't say anything about his looks or his policies or anything like that. That's what authoritarian regimes do.
Yeah.
They crush all dissent and certainly any criticism that they don't like. And that is one of the wonderful, incredible, magical things that sets America apart, right?
Yeah, it was so important to the people who founded this country that they made the number one thing on the document.
Yeah. The important document.
The important document. Yeah. The one people like to talk about a lot, especially that Second Amendment. There's one before that.
There is one before that.
Yeah, it's about exactly what you're talking about. Freedom of expression.
Freedom of
speech.
Yes. Being able to criticize people in elected office.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are also, say, appointed.
Yeah.
By an elected official. Apparently, though, not everyone agrees with Americans' right to free speech. Calvin, let's play that clip from Donald Trump.
They were very brave, the Supreme Court, very brave, and they take a lot of hits because of it. It should be illegal what happens. You know, you have these guys like playing the ref, like the great Bobby Knight. These people should be put in jail the way they talk about our judges and our justices.
People should be put in jail for the way they talk about our judges and our justices. They should be put in jail, guys.
Yeah, I mean,
except for Donald Trump, he does a lot of criticizing of judges.
Oh, anyone?
Lots and lots and lots.
And let's also be clear here. He doesn't do a lot of like deep-seated like criticism. It's not constructive criticism.
No.
It's making fun of their families. It's making fun of their culture. It's saying you shouldn't be allowed to do this because it hurts me.
Makes me look bad.
It's okay when he does it.
Yes.
But not when we do it. We should go to jail if we tell you something like maybe, you know, the Supreme Court is currently probably more corrupt than it's ever been in its entire existence. Oops. Did I just say that?
You did. You said it out loud.
Guys, I'm going to jail. Sorry. I'll see you later.
This is more of a light comment, bringing some levity to it. But he said playing the ref like Bobby Knight. Bob Knight, of course, is a iconic basketball coach, not a referee.
Yes. Also, was he in Indiana when he said this?
No, I'm not sure where he was. This was from a rally, though, he held on Monday. Bobby Knight, by the way, what I remember about Bobby Knight, yeah, he was a very winning coach. He also had extraordinary temper issues. He used to throw chairs across the court, right, Calvin?
Yes, that is what he is. That is the part that makes him iconic. Even though he was very successful, the icon part is how he would lose his cool.
Yeah, he would lose his mind. And Trump likes to bring up Bobby Knight.
He would scream at his players. He would scream at refs. He is not an example. He's an example of a winning coach, but not as a person to model your behavior off of.
No, but I would think not. And what's also interesting now as to why we might have reasons to criticize the Supreme Court, there's an article in Reuters from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Supreme Court justices and federal judges on lower courts no longer have to publicly disclose when they dine or stay at someone's personal residence, even if it's owned by a business entity under revised ethics rules. The committee has been reviewing allegations about Justice Clarence Thomas, who improperly failed to report lots of gifts, including luxury travel, from Texas businessman, Republican donor Harlan Crow. Donald Sherman, chief counsel for the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, says they might as well call this the Clarence Thomas exemption. Pretty much.
I mean, if the mobile home fits.
Right? I think we should have the right to criticize these people and not go to jail for it.
You know what, Jane? We do have the right, period.
Today we do.
Today we do. And you know what? Tomorrow we will. And even if he tries to do something, we always will, because we have the human right to do it. I'll go to jail happily if this happens, because I'm sorry. This is where I get really angry, because you're just going to sit there and go, oh, you should go to jail for criticizing the Supreme Court. What? Since when have they been such a fragile body? Since when have they been? Because before this, I mean, people had their opinions, but not since the past 2 years, 3 years. Have they been so controversial? I mean, just yesterday, they denied a pardon or a certiorari for Marcellus Williams, who everyone said should not be on death row.
Even the victim's family.
The victim's family, the prosecutors, 6-3. You're telling me you really pored over that evidence, Supreme Court?
855-752-4842. Should we be able to criticize the Supreme Court? Should we be able to criticize elected officials? 855-752-4842.
And if you disagree, why?
Yeah, love to hear why. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. I can't remember the year. Very late 19th century, or very late 18th century, very, very early 19th century, the Alien Sedition Act that President John Adams was upset with the criticism he was getting, so he was jailing people that were criticizing him in the papers of the day. And this is just an absolute violation of our freedom of speech. We absolutely have the right, because that was one of the beefs in our Constitution, in our Declaration of Independence, that because basically, if you read the Declaration of Independence, it's an indictment against the King of England and the English government on suppressing the rights people thought they had as English citizens of the time, that to actually be able to have courts that were responsive to the people rather than to whatever the current king decided he wanted to be. That it is just. These conservatives that claim, well, we're strict textualists and we're going back and looking at history, they wouldn't know history if it bit them on the ass.
You wonder sometimes, Mark. Thank you for calling. Always thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for joining us. What do you think about this?
I think it's ludicrous, and I think it is our personal responsibility to call out these things when we see them. That's our job. They work for us. We don't follow them. We do not bow to a king, and anybody that does got to have their head examined. People need to wake up. This is just disgusting. It's like chaos and delusion, and we need to get our sanity back, folks, because they work for us. We are the people, and this is our country. But it's also our responsibility to call out their behaviors when it's against democracy and it's against the people of the United States. So thank you guys for the work you're doing. I'll join you in jail any day.
Thanks, Gene.
Good day and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Gene. We really, really appreciate it. If you want to join in on this, 855-752-4842. We do have to go to break, but we will return. Chain is the word, by the way. Text in the word chain, C-H-A-I-N, via the Civic Media app to get in the running for Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on air.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our Assembly Speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the Assembly Speaker and Robin Voss is the Minority Leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Packed right, load, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ting, ting, ting.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the conversation, call or text, or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform the Job of the Musk continues to actively ruin. It's our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. You have until noon via the Civic Media app to text the word chain, C-H-A-I-N, chain. Not chin. I saw that come through. That's not going to get you anything.
No.
The word is chain, C-H-A-I-N. This hour, we're playing for gold jewelry.
Ooh.
I know. And then everyone in the running for those tickets to watch the green and gold on Monday, December 23rd.
And do not forget, when you enter, if you haven't already, you will get a response back from Civic Media giving you another chance to enter into the contest. So follow the prompts. Fill out whatever it is.
Sign up for the newsletter.
Exactly. You can sign up for newsletters. It's basically just allowing you another opportunity to enter into the contest. So, yeah, two chances.
Just you only get to do that once, though.
One chance at two chances.
One chance at two chances. Chain is the word, C-H-A-I-N. Before we went to break, we were talking about Donald Trump said on Monday that anyone who criticizes the Supreme Court or any other justices should go to jail. So we're talking about whether or not the freedom of speech is important to you. Is that a freedom that is important? And should we be allowed to criticize these people? I say yes.
I say mark the day that we are asking this question.
Llama from Madison texting in, listening on WMDX. The right to complain, I'll say, is a given and begins at birth.
And I want to say some about Gene from Eau Claire, correct? From Eau Claire called earlier and said something very important. Not that she would just spend time in jail with me. I'll go to jail. But also that we have to criticize these individuals. They have to be ripe for criticism, especially the Supreme Court. You don't like a congressperson? Work to get them in or out of office. Do your thing with that. But this is a group of people, 9 individuals, who do not answer to us as the voters.
Or anyone.
To anyone. They are appointed for life. They are basically shielded from all sorts of shenanigans because, as we're seeing right now, and when we start saying something, they change the rules in their favor. So now has never been a better time to do this.
To speak up.
And anyone, I don't care if it's Donald Trump, I don't care if it's God Almighty, or your mom. You have the right to speak your mind.
Liz from Some Prairie listening on WMDX, even asking this question, this shouldn't be a thing.
Yep.
Jane, and you're absolutely right, Liz. This should not be a discussion we're having. Tom from LA saying, if Trump gets in, you will be going to jail. As a gay man, I'm already thinking I'll be in a camp. And anyone that cares about their children, their grandchildren who happen to be gay, now's the time to stand up for the LGBTQ plus community, not after the election when it's going to be too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really, you know, this should not be a thing.
No,
this shouldn't be a thing. We shouldn't. And detractors and deniers and apologists and all the likes, the people who are listening right now who are like, ah, you're making a bigger deal out of it than you think. No, when you say something like that, you should go to jail for criticizing the Supreme Court. No, because honestly, if I was to say, you know what, we should ban all guns, you would lose your mind. And you wouldn't, and I, even if I was saying it in jest, which I would be saying in jest, because I don't believe in banning all guns. But we are taking this seriously because it's a serious statement said by a former president who wants the job back and has made it very clear he's going to reconfigure this country in his image.
Absolutely. And please don't think that you would never be the one who is getting targeted.
No.
Because those goalposts move.
Yep.
You might be in the inner circle today and say something or criticize someone that shoves you out of that circle, and then you're next.
Look at the laundry list of people who were his favorite, great, good, best people. They're now sitting on the sidelines endorsing the other person or saying what happened or leaving the party. I mean, the list is long.
40 out of 44 of his former administration officials say he should not be anywhere near the Oval Office again.
Dick Cheney is voting for Kamala Harris.
And Bernie Sanders.
So you know, here's the other question I have. And we, you know, this is for, we can discuss this another time. But GOP members, Republicans, not Trump followers. This is for the GOP members and the Republicans out there. Don't you think you deserve better? Don't you think you deserve someone who is representative of the values that you have touted for decade upon decade? The bootstraps, the hard work, personal responsibility, the values of faith, the values of family, the values of life. You are being misrepresented and led down a bad, bad road. Because as Jane just said, you might like him now, but you might not like him enough in 6 months, not because you think differently, because they think differently.
The goalposts will move.
Every time.
The goalposts will move.
Look at the Supreme Court.
Don't say, be nice. Be nice. No, we're not going to get, no, we're not going to do that.
Man, they really look good in those robes, and they're idiots.
Clarence, that black makes you look so much thinner.
Oh, I know.
That nice black robe.
That tie
really
is so slimmy.
Very flattering on you. It's very, very flattering. Yeah. We were going to talk about Alex Jones. That can wait until tomorrow. Boo-hoo, boy.
He's definitely a thing.
Boo-hoo, baby boy. Alex Jones is going to have some money problems, but we are running out of time.
Yeah.
When we return, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here for public cervix announcement. She's pinch hitting for Dr. Laura Hanks, who's on the road today doing medical things, as she tends to do. If you ever have a question for public cervix announcement, any question, suggestions, guest ideas, something going on in your community that you would like to get highlighted, send us an email.
Yeah.
Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. And also your thing that should not be a thing.
Absolutely. We've used your suggestions before. We've reached out to guests based on your ideas. And
yeah,
we want to keep doing that. This is our show, but it's your show too. So reach out to us.
Nicely said.
Thank you.
News is next. Stay close. Text the word chain, C-H-A-I-N, on the app before noon. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey! The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted. Sources tell CBS News it's unclear what charges Adams may face, but he says...
I can also understand. Everyday New York will be concerned. That I cannot do my job while I face accusations. But I have been facing these lies for months.
Hurricane Helene may intensify to Category 4 when it hits Florida's Gulf Coast. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
Here on the Gulf Coast, nearly every boat has moved out of this usually busy marina. The water here has surged as high as eight feet during storms in the past year.
A Los Angeles Metro bus passenger was shot and killed during a bus hijacking. Inglewood Mayor James T. Butts.
We have deployed more money, about $700 million a year, for the deployment of the LAPD, the Long Beach, and the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department to keep our riders safe.
News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wausau are protesting Mayor Doug Dinney after he moved an absentee ballot box over the weekend. Brentley Merlot reports.
City residents gathered in front of City Hall on Tuesday night. Activist Nancy Stenzel says Dinney was wrong to handle the box, regardless of the reason.
Nobody has ran off with the payment box yet. Nobody has ran off with the mailbox yet. So nobody's probably going to run off with that darn ballot box either.
The only person who can dictate where the ballot box goes at any given time is City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi. I'm Brittany Merlau.
Kurter Burgers are coming back to Culver's. The burger with the big fried cheese curd on top returns for a limited time on October 1st. It started as an April Fool's joke years ago. Customers liked the idea so much, the restaurant decided to offer to make them for real. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Benny Affleck and Jenny Lopez have fallen on hard times trying to sell their $68 million Beverly Hills mansion. Apparently, they had accepted a bid for $64 million from someone in New Jersey who ended up pulling the offer due to a death in the family. Affleck and Lopez bought the house just last year and paid $60 million in cash. Must be nice not to have a mortgage payment. It's pretty much common knowledge that Prince had moves, and apparently they weren't just on stage. During a recent appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Halle Berry said that Prince had someone slip her a piece of paper and a pen during one of his Los Angeles concerts with the words, "Do you like me?" scribbled. Perry said she responded yes, and the man took the note back to Prince, who then sent the note back again, which read, "Would you go out with me?" This time, Barry says she did not send the note back, but instead kept it for herself until it was confiscated by the teacher. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky, a light west breeze in the overnight, and by daybreak, temperatures in the mid-50s. On Thursday, tons of sunshine, light east winds, highs in the lower 70s. A few more clouds on Friday, but once again, temperatures in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll catch up with another state Senate candidate trying to make a difference as part of our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call or text. It's the same number. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Nice bumper music there, Calvin. The word this hour in the Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. The word is chain, C-H-A-I-N. Text the word chain via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running this hour for some lovely gold jewelry. And everyone in the running for the grand prize that will be announced, I believe, Friday when everything wraps up, Friday or Monday when everything wraps up. The grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay, Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans. The word this hour, chain, C-H-A-I-N. Very excited to have our friend and candidate for the 8th Congressional District, Dr. Kristen Lierley, is here pinch-hitting for Dr. Laura Hanks, who's on the road today. Dr. Lierley, how are you? Thank you for making time for us.
Hello, my friends. I am no Laura Hanks, as you have come to discover, because she is so brilliant and funny and wonderful. But I'll do my best.
You do a fine job. I've spoken to you a couple times. You do a passable job, Dr. Lierley. It's fine.
I think you're fantastic.
we're gonna lighten things up in the last segment for our new regular segment called "This Shouldn't Be a Thing," Dr. Lierley, and this today's is from the world of beauty, so that's coming up around 11:51. Stick around for that. I did want to start with something much more serious, though. That makes me very, very angry, and it shouldn't be a surprise about the ramifications now since Roe has been overturned. And what this means on the ground. And there is a story that came out just over the last couple of days about Amari Marsh in South Carolina, who had a miscarriage, and she was jailed for 22 days and held without bond because they charged her with murder. They were going to charge her with murder because she lost her child. This is happening, especially in southern states. It is affecting primarily lower income women and women of color. And some of the allegations are that you used drugs during your pregnancy and therefore led to the death of the fetus, even though in this case that was never proven. So she spent 22 days in jail after having a miscarriage. It's shocking.
Yeah, let's not forget the woman in Ohio who had a very traumatic miscarriage in her toilet after she was sent home from the hospital because they wouldn't do anything to help her. She had a traumatic miscarriage in her toilet. When she went back for help, they sent the police to her house. They dismantled her toilet looking for evidence, and they were prosecuting her. Luckily, it didn't go anywhere, but the stress and the horror and the just absolute wrongness of prosecuting women for their pregnancies is, it's so hard to believe that this is the world that we live in right now. But as this report shows us, this is the world that we live in
right
now.
Yes, it is.
And it gives us that much more fire to have to fight back.
If you have a daughter or a granddaughter or your wife or your sister were in this situation and she lost a pregnancy and then got charged for losing that pregnancy, how would you feel about that? Would you feel that that's justified? You think she should go to jail? Really?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jane, because this isn't just about these women who are obviously suffering and very vulnerable, but what we need, and I'm talking to all of you out there as an OBGYN doctor who takes care of these people who are dealing with these horrific situations, we need you to step up. We need you to say, this is not right, because if it's just us, that's not going to get us over the line.
No.
When it's the people who love us, who are willing to say, no, we're not going to do this anymore, that is how we are going to win this and right this ship. We just can't continue on this path.
I know there are many, many men who love women, and they love their wives and their sisters and their mothers and their daughters, and they even might have friends that they love who are women. I know you're there. And as you said, Dr. Lyerly, now is the time we really need you to step up for us. We do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all need to step up for each other.
I want to say about this.
It's just so terrible.
Well, I want to say like it shouldn't. I mean, I understand the sentiment. I understand what you're saying, Jane. But men out there, it shouldn't take your mom, your wife, your sister, your daughter, your friends to just care about basic human decency, human rights, access to healthcare. Because as we mentioned before, they're going to take away this right. They already have, and they're going to squeeze it more and more as much as they can. What's the next thing they take away from us that might affect you guys? What is that thing? Who knows? But if they're going to start here, that doesn't mean they're going to stop anywhere. So this is not about looking out for your kid or your mom. It's about what do you want for the world around you and for yourself too. Frankly, what we were talking about earlier about J.D. Vance knowing the reason why people weren't having kids because of car seat restriction laws. I think less women are going to want to have kids because they're afraid of things like this happening to them in America.
And what really makes me crazy is Senator Patty Murray, who's from Washington State. She posted this on Twitter last night. I offered a resolution to simply say, quote, yes, women have a right to get abortion care when their life is at stake, unquote. Senate Republicans blocked it. This is from Senator Patty Murray from Washington State. I offered a resolution to simply say, yes, women have a right to get abortion care when their life is at stake, and Senate Republicans blocked it.
Well, so, Jane, you know what the problem was with that resolution? That she started it with women have a right.
That's
right there. Boom.
I mean, you might as well say women are people while you're at it. This is just laughable.
Silly, silly me.
Yeah.
Silly, silly me. And then we have Ohio Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno is now getting criticized. He is running at a town hall last Friday. Mr. Moreno pointed out that so many suburban women are single issue voters when it comes to abortion. And he said, listen, abortion is it. If I can't have an abortion in this country whenever I want, I will vote for anybody else. Okay, it's a little crazy, by the way, but especially for women that are like past 50, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think that's an issue for you.
I see this all the time as comments on my social media. You are a one-issue candidate. You can't just talk about abortion. And of course, I talk about everything. But, you know, the people who say this tend to be older white men because they don't really understand. And maybe part of that is because we are not helping them understand, or maybe because they are not open to understanding and people are not sharing their stories with them. But this is not a one-issue thing. This is not about I might need an abortion in the future. This is the canary in a coal mine for everything else that women are able to achieve, including affordable housing, childcare, education, a life. So this is not just about I might need an abortion sometimes. It is about everything in our lives.
I'm 64 years old. This shouldn't matter to me, apparently. I shouldn't care about my nieces or my great nieces or my girlfriend's grandkids. It just shouldn't matter. You're on your own, kid. I don't need this service anymore, so I don't care.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Jane. Now I'm here as the white man of the residence to talk about the importance of why women should just listen to the lawmakers. I mean, that's just, it's ridiculous to say out loud, and I mean it in jest, but that is essentially the message they're pushing. And, you know, you talked about access to healthcare and opportunity, but I push that to the, we all want that. We all want access to these opportunities, getting a house, education, being able to afford having a family, afford having anything nowadays. I don't even like to say out loud to strangers that I have a house because I almost feel like it's a brag because it's so hard to do now. These issues, as you've said before, over and over, Dr. Lyerly, these are not just women's issues. These are human issues. They affect everyone. And the sooner you get on that, the better off you're going to be.
Can we take it to small business and financial issues? Because I don't know if you've had this conversation with people, but I definitely have talked with young people, couples, men and women, who say, I'm not comfortable living here because I'm afraid that I might have a pregnancy complication and that it could ruin my life. So we are literally driving young people out of states when we have abortion bans and when we attempt to criminalize medical care.
Not to mention doctors. We are discouraging people from going into medicine they don't want to practice in some states where they cannot practice the entire spectrum of medical care, of which abortion care is a part.
And it's not just OBGYN doctors. The data is showing that in states with abortion bans, all doctors, cardiologists, orthopedic surgeons, they are not going to those states because of the chilling effect of political interference in the practice of medicine.
And why should it just stop here? We had a great text from John in Madison listening on WMDX. What happens when they decide insulin is ungodly? I mean, we don't know. We don't know what could be coming next.
I mean, there was a group. It was a very Christian group. They're against IVF because you have to apparently use porn as part of it for the process. And they're against porn because that's anti-family. That's how they're going to take it now. They're going to take every little bit and piece to make it what you're talking about, Jane. Is like it's changing the goalposts.
Yes.
IVF 6 months ago was like, of course. Of course, yes. And then people just sort of chipped away. Council of Baptist Ministers said, nope, we don't like it. This group said no. And now everyone's like, well, we're not sure about how safe and good is IVF. I don't know. Ask the Republican congressmen and senators who have used it or children have used it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Ron Johnson?
Yeah.
Yep. Ron Johnson's grandkids are IVF kids. Mike Pence's kids are IVF kids.
Yep.
And, you know, talk to a couple who's struggling with fertility issues. Talk to them about what it means to them to be able to start their family. These are very difficult journeys that I talk with people about this every single day. And it is so profoundly hard when the government then puts their nose into their personal family issues. It is unconscionable.
And the other, going back to this Bernie Moreno in Ohio, who is running for the Senate, basically saying, suburban women, I don't care. I don't understand why you care about abortion access, especially if you're over 50. It doesn't matter to you. And then, of course, he tried to walk it back now that this has come to the forefront. And he said, it's just a joke. Women know what that means. Right, Dr. Lyerly? When a man says, I was just joking, where's your sense of humor? It was just a joke. No, it wasn't a joke.
No.
You got called on it, and now you have to back up.
Keep talking, Bernie. Keep talking.
It's easier. It's more protective for himself to do that than actually apologize, which they don't do anymore. Or they apologize with a caveat. I'm sorry if my words hurt your feelings.
Yeah, J.D. Vance apologized to cats.
Yeah.
He didn't apologize to women. He apologized to cats and said, I have nothing against cats.
J.D. Vance is going to ruin Saturday Night Live because he just mocks himself so much. They've got nowhere to go with this material. They almost have to go like serious with it.
It will be interesting to see.
This Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday. It'll be interesting to see what they do. We are here with Dr. Kristen Lyerly in for Dr. Laura Hanks. It's public service announcement. As we've mentioned, if you ever have a medical question you would like us to talk about, send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. When we return, this shouldn't be a thing, beauty edition. And you still have time to text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word chain, C-H-A-I-N. Text the word chain until noon to be in our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Global Radio Network.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important.
And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship.
This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax.
Why would you name a toilet that?
Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Kale on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Call, text, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by our friend, Dr. Kristen Lierley, also a candidate for the 8th Congressional District in Wisconsin. We were talking before the break, Dr. Lierley, about Bernie Moreno from Ohio, who is running as a Republican in Ohio for the Senate, and basically saying at a rally that he doesn't understand why suburban women care about abortion, especially if you're over 50, because, you know, it's not important to you. We did have a couple texts come in. Kristen Seingale here. I may not have a uterus anymore, but I've got a brain. It begins with one thing and then it snowballs. Love you, from Lorianne in Green Bay. Carol from Madison. I donated to Dr. Lierley's campaign. Go get him. John from Oshkosh, I love seeing the Dr. Lierley signs around the Fox Valley.
They're everywhere. It's so good. Yeah. You know what I love, though? I love being able to be a doctor. Like, here I am in my office, taking some time off to chat with you today, sitting with patients, helping them solve problems and filling my bucket so I can take their stories and help solve those problems on a higher level. That's the thing that drives this whole congressional thing. I'm not a politician. I don't get into all of this, like, you know, tricky language and crazy words. And I say this one day and that another day. No, I am just trying to be like a doctor, but for the country.
Ooh,
that's good.
I like
That's good. That should go on a shirt.
Yeah.
I think that belongs on a t-shirt.
How about let's put this doctor in the house? How about that?
Oh, even better. Let's get going on those signs, people. Let's get some let's get some homemade signs going. Sponsored by Matt Nairon.
Now my brain's just going everywhere for this. It's like I have like 40 suggestions.
All right. Our time is running out. It's 11:53, which means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Our new regular segment, the way we close out the show now every day, This Shouldn't Be a Thing. And if you ever have a thing that should not be a thing, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. Today's This Should Not Be a Thing comes from the world of beauty. On TikTok, They're
it's
called
always TikTok.
They're called crunchers. Soil connoisseurs across the internet are proudly promoting the wellness and beauty benefits of eating dirt.
Well, folks, it's been fun. I'm going to go now. I'm taking my job of the musk. I named him, so therefore, I'm out of here.
I understand, you know, like mud packs on your face and I, you know, that kind of stuff for your skin. Eating dirt seems not like a good idea. Or am I missing something, Dr. Lyerly?
Eating dirt in traditional medicine is actually a condition called pica. We see this not uncommonly in pregnant women. When I was working in Georgia, we would see it a lot where people would come in eating clay because they craved it because they had a nutritional deficiency. Often it's iron. They were anemic. So eating dirt is, if you have a craving to eat dirt, you should definitely go talk to your doctor because there's probably something going on there. There is no evidence behind dirt being good for you. There are other things that you can eat that provide you with probiotics and other positive things that will help your body clear its, you know, like fiber and keep your GI tract healthy. But please don't eat dirt.
Ground gourmands, according to the New York Post, can buy edible land online on Amazon and Etsy. Sacks of dirt can range in cost from $11 to $27, depending on quality and quantity.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. We talked about this yesterday with pickleball. We're going to talk about it today. Dirt is dirt. You go to the Steins, you go to Menards, you go wherever you like to buy your dirt. The dirt should be like $5. Or
it's not true.
Look in your backyard.
Dirt is not dirt.
What?
Dirt is not dirt. Dirt is not dirt.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm also a master gardener, and I'm here to tell you that. That all dirt is not the same. There's actually some incredible technology coming out of Europe where they can listen to the dirt and they can hear the activity that's happening. And the more activity they can hear, the healthier your dirt is and the more likely it is to be able to produce food. But I can also tell you, as the mom of four boys, a little bit of dirt won't kill you.
Oh,
they've eaten their share.
It's good. Yeah, that happens with kids. But as a beauty regime and as part of your regular health regime, don't eat dirt. Mm-hmm. That then not the right way to go.
Please don't.
And that's how you know you can trust her as a person running for office. A lot of politicians will be like, I don't know. We'll just have to wait until the science gets back to us. I don't want to burn. And here we are, Dr. Lyerly. Don't do it.
Don't eat dirt.
You just said politicians pay attention to science. That was funny.
You're right. I'm an idiot.
That does it for today's rendition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Send them in to janesays@civicmedia.us. You have just a couple of minutes left to text the word chain, C-H-A-I-N. Text the word chain via the Civic Media app to be in the running for some gold this hour. It's our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. Everyone in the drawing for the grand prize. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, thank you so much. Have fun out on the road. We'll talk to you soon.
Love hanging out with you guys. Thank you.
News is coming up. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Shaw, WAUK. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Marathon County DA opens a criminal investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's moving of a voter drop box. Plus, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me in studio. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.